great fragments and hummocks of very old floes, worn, broken down, and melted into all sorts of grotesque and wondrous shapes, were heaving, bowing, curtsying, and jostling on the long westerly swell. They rose and fell on the heaving sea, drawing deceptively apart, then closing with a thud that would have smashed our boat like a gas mantle between thumb and finger. Castles, towers, and churches swayed unsteadily around us. Small pieces gathered and rattled against the boat. Swans of weird shape pecked at our planks. A gondola steered by a giraffe ran foul of us, which much amused a duck sitting on a crocodile's head. Just then, a bear, leaning over the top of a mosque, nearly clawed our sail. An elephant, about to spring from a Swiss chalet onto a battleship's deck, took no notice at all, but a hyena, pulling a lion's teeth, laughed so much that he fell into the sea, whereupon a sea boot and three real penguins sailed lazily through a lovely archway to see what was to do, by the shores of a floe littered with the ruins of a beautiful white city and surrounded by huge mushrooms with thick stalks. All the strange, fantastic shapes rose and fell in stately cadence, with a rustling, whispering sound, and hollow echoes to the thudding seas, clear green at the waterline, shading to a deep, dark blue far below, all snowy purity and cool blue shadows above.